Chapter 21. Asterapy.
The tall rock towered at water's edge, and from its top the lawyer could see the pretty face of Dawn peeking between the twin mountains, her warm light causing the shadow of the stone to stretch halfway across the lake. If his calculations were correct, this same sun would speed to the other side of the lake before he could come down from the top of the rock. Time moved quickly here. It sailed like a stone from the sling of a shepherd, anxious to sink into the skull of the giant. It flew like an arrow from Cupid's bow, bounced like a cannonball off the hull of old Ironsides, fell like a raindrop into a salty sea. An entire day could pass within a single daydream. And indeed it did, for already the golden face was teasing him from the other side of the lake, her fiery fingers sprinkling the water with twinkles and sparkles and magic. And when the sun finally whispered farewell, the daughter of Ilium slowly ascended to her bath on the roof of a darker world. Ah, the wonder of the moon! Her magnetic reflection pulled the lawyer's eyes to the placid water beneath his tower. Staring at her soft image through the warm night air, the lawyer watched in wonder as captivating candlelight and seductive shadow painted a picture impossibly beautiful. Whispering to his hungry eyes, the image in the liquid beckoned him onward. Enchanted and bewitched, the lawyer stepped from the top of the stone.